Blog Talk Radio.
Put a new face on an old kitchen. The Home Depot's cabinet experts can reface your kitchen cabinets for a mini makeover in a fraction of the time. And right now, you can get an extra 15% off. Our licensed local experts can get the job done right away. So don't face another year in an outdated kitchen. Try refacing it. Get huge savings now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through January 24th, 2018. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Mom, it's back to school time, and this year, I'm going to be ready for it. Because now I can save $200 on a Microsoft Surface 3 tablet when I get a Lumia smartphone on AT&T Next.
$200? That's great! As a college student, you could really use that. Does this mean no more living off microwavable noodles?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. With this deal, balancing my responsibilities will be easier than ever.
The Surface 3 would be perfect for downloading textbooks. It's the tablet that can pretty much replace your laptop.
And I can use the Windows Phone to keep up with friends.
Sounds like you'll finally be ready for whatever the school year throws at you.
Like when I go to the grocery store, I get everything I need for the coming week. Teriyaki noodles, beef noodles, and don't forget seafood noodles.
Okay, sure. If that's the best analogy you've got.
Save $200 on a Microsoft Surface 3 when bundled with any Lumia smartphone on AT&T Next. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time offer select locations includes Microsoft Surface 3 64GB only. Microsoft Surface 3 requires 2-year agreement. Must activate wireless service on both devices. Early termination, activation, or upgrade and other fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See your participating store for all for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us in person and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that can be given to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. And we would like to also give a shout out for those who are bringing this show to you through their donations. We'd like to give a special thanks and special shout out to our brothers, Brother Michael X. Anderson, Brother Gerald X. Malone, and Brother Amir. We'd like to give a shout out to you, brothers, for helping keep the Star and Crescent Report going and also for helping the Hiram1555 blog. Thank you, brothers, for putting your money where your mouth is. Now, our subject today is the economic rainstorm is near. And I chose this subject because as I was watching the news a few days ago, I was listening to the panic in the voices of the Caucasians and some of the investors. They are so frightful and fearful of what they see now coming to them that they are now warning all of their people who would listen or give ear that this thing has reached a point of explosion, and there's no way out. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that this devil, when his doom comes, he would warn you in sly ways so that you would not say that he did not tell you. You'll say, well, he tricked me. He'll say, blame me not. Blame yourself. I only called you, and you came. I had no authority whatsoever over you, right? I tried to tell you that Elijah Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Well, how did he try to tell it? He allowed this program to be on air, right? Even though he allowed other programs, but he allowed this one. He could have banned this one. He allowed the Hiram1555 blog and others like that on the air. So he's letting you hear this truth so that he can disassociate himself from you when you try to blame him for tricking you. And also now the pundits are saying exactly what we've been saying on this show, that America and the globe is about to face a Mad Max type event. Remember, we've been saying that for weeks, right? The devil now is saying the exact same words in his description of what is coming down on America. You didn't hear it from us, right? You didn't want to hear it from us, though we said it over and over again. And we used those exact words. But you would listen to the devil. You would give ear to the devil. But after you give ear, because you have fallen in love with the devil's world, you'll go right back out there in this materialistic world with your materialistic mind, thinking that you have all time to do everything of evil, then get yourself right. But we're at the day of requital, the day of judgment. And Allah is not cheap. He's bringing down a judgment on this man, on this man's world that cannot be avoided, cannot be postponed, cannot be stopped. as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in all of the books that he writes, in was this the fall of America? Our Savior has arrived, or message to the black man. He gives the underlining a message in there. He says the die has been cast. There's no stopping it because the die has been cast. And to stop it would make Allah and his prophets and messengers of the past out to be liars. And this is something that cannot be done. Black man and black woman, and all of you who are listening, whether you are members of the Aboriginal black nation here in the wilderness of North America, or whether you're listening around the world and you are our distant relatives, we are showing you and we are proving to you that the economic rainstorm is near. Batten up the hatches. Put your raincoat on, strap on the boots, because it's about to flood. Let's go to Our Savior Has Arrived. We go to Our Savior Has Arrived, and then we're going to play some clips quickly because, you know, the time, and then sometimes the devil will block clips or the devil will stop us from doing it. So we're going to try to get these things in order to get you ready. Now, on the, let's go, I think it's the first chapter. The first chapter it is. Now listen, we're going to read the first thing in this chapter. It is chapter number 1. Why isn't it chapter 2? Why isn't it chapter 3? Why isn't it chapter 40? Why is chapter 1 titled this? The black man must know the truth. Why? Because above all things, you black man and woman here in America have been robbed of the truth. You have been made out other than yourself. And the only way to return you to yourself and the only way to save you from this world is that you must get a good dose, a healthy dose of the truth. Therefore, Muhammad puts it in, our Savior has arrived, not in the fall of America, but in our Savior has arrived. Because this truth comes from a Savior, that the black man must know the truth. And then he goes to number 1 and he says, to know the truth of the presence. See, the presence. We'll get to that in a second. To know the truth of the presence of the God of truth, and that his presence is the salvation of the lost and found people of America, is to know your life and its happiness. Right? Did you understand what was said? And he used the word presence twice. Okay? Let's go back and let's reread it so we can get an understanding of it. To know the truth of the presence of the God of truth, and that his presence is the salvation of the lost and found people of America, is to know your life and its happiness. The word presence means the fact of being in a particular place, the state of being present, the area that is close to someone, someone or something that is seen or noticed in a particular place or area. All right? Now, what presence? The presence of God. He has come in person. To know this should alleviate all of the burdens that we're, oh, the devil is trying to do this. Oh, the devil is planning this. To hell with the devil is planning. To hell with what he is thinking. Allah, as in Holy Quran, teaches you that he is the best of planners. So to know that God is no longer a distant place, but he is present amongst the black people here in America, is to alleviate the burdens and to alleviate all of the anxiety and stress upon the believers, to know that you have a God who is present to defend you against all of the plans and actions against you by this beast of a people called the Caucasians. Right? This is what he puts in chapter 1, verse 1, number 1 of the book called Our Savior Has Arrived, the last book that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote. He gave it away on the last Savior's Day that he was present. To everyone who was present, he gave it away free. This was strategic. He's trying to acquaint you with the presence of God, because something of the greatest magnitude is taking place. Not about to take place, but it's underway right now. Right? Now listen to what he says. Number 2, truth is in favor of you and me. Now, to know this, would alleviate all of the stress and burdens that we are, we just need to do this and we got to unify. Yes, unity is coming, black man. You can believe that. The messenger says, but it takes something greater to bring it about. There's going to be a great event that will bring it about with all of these smaller events now taking place. Allah is going to force a unified war. But listen to what he says. Truth is in favor of you and me. To know this stuff here is to be happy because we know that God is present. We know that God is protecting us. God is defending us, and God is bringing this devil to his knees. That's in your favor. That's in my favor. Right? For the truth of our enemies whom we have been serving here in the USA for over 400 years, whom we did not know to be our enemies by nature, is the truth that the black man must have knowledge of to be able to keep from falling into the deceiving traps that are being laid by our enemies to catch us in their way, which is opposed to the way of righteous of whom we are members. Now, this right here condemns joining up with these people, allowing these people to soldier with you. Let them teach your FOI class. Let them teach you the schools in Muhammad University. Let them come up into the temples, all of that. Number two represents the truth that made these devils manifest, right? And to know that we should not be involved with them because God, the supreme being, is angry with them and being more angry with the Caucasian whites of America than anybody. He has deemed America number one on his hit list for destruction. So Muhammad teaches us that we are to separate ourselves, right, out of his society, meaning give up his way of life, his thinking, his actions, his speech, and his mannerism, because we have a new revelation, and it says, God put a new song in my heart and on my tongue. How in the hell can you say that you have received divine revelation and you still acting like a nigger out of the holes of society? You cussing everybody out. You stealing and scheming on everybody. You putting everybody down. God ain't put no new song in your heart. You didn't receive it. For a new revelation brings new thoughts, and new thoughts brings new actions, and new actions produce new things. Behold, I make all things new. Right? The Bible says that those who are in Christ would be changed in a twinkling of an eye. All you have to do is look at the way people act towards you and see whether or not they've changed. But all of this is the manifestation of the fall of America and the destruction of the Anglo world. Black man and black woman, I want to say to you today, the economic rainstorm is near. I want to go to something because the time is limited and we'll go back to our Savior has arrived. Okay? And I want you to listen to these devils because these devils are scared. And you have to listen closely because when we got the, when I was listening to these interviews, some of them was scratchy, some of them was in and out, but pay close attention, listen closely, and you'll get what they're saying. And some of them, when they're talking, it'll drive you to sleep, but there are points in there that you must hear. You must just get through all of the mumbo-jumbo stuff and hear certain points that they're talking about. But I want you to pay close attention to what is being said.
But I wanted to get back to some of the news of the day about the bonds. And, you know, I just had Egon von Greyers on from Switzerland. And, you know, I don't know, lights and bells and whistles went off in my head. I've been covering this for since I was my CNN days. And, you know, the economy and how it's not what they say it is. And he says, you know, if these bonds, when these bonds get into trouble, I mean, the collateral that's backing all these derivatives and all this debt, I mean, it's going to go poof. And you're going to see, you know, he didn't say this, but my interpretation is that we're going to see Mad Max days. I mean, this is going to go, this is going to be biblical. What say you?
Biblical is the word, right. I just read today that what the world debt is something like $200 trillion, and it's grown from the last crisis in 2008. They were saying that debt is too large to be paid off in the world. Something has to happen to take care of that debt, and it's got to be, either it's going to be repudiated, or it's going to be inflated away, or it's going to be paid with taxation. But or inflation, it's going to be inflated away or taxed so that you can pay. So what? And nothing has happened. The debt has not descended. It's still more than it was, than it was 7 years ago. So, I mean, we're just headed for going over Niagara Falls.
You hear? They're headed going over Niagara Falls. What did he say? We're looking at Mad Max days. Who said that first, brothers and sisters? Come on. Because we got this out of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the messenger told us what was coming. He showed us a picture of what to expect and how to prepare for that which is coming. So now they are coming over to what we're saying. We're not going over to what they're saying. They're coming over to what we're saying. Isn't that showing you something? That's showing you that God is not to be mocked. He is not to be defeated, and he's going to bring every knee down to show you that everybody must bow to him. All praise is due to Allah. Let's go to the next clip. All right? I want to go to the next clip because we'll try to get as many clips as we can in at a time, maybe two at a time, and then go back to talking about it. But listen closely to this next clip here.
They have been preaching, but they're not thinking.
Do you think we could have a collapse? First of all, do you think we could have a collapse? And a lot of people think that we might have some fireworks this year in the fall. What say you?
I think it's not impossible. I was talking to my son the day before yesterday, and he says, hey, you see the bond prices spiking? Not the bond yields are spiking. That's a bad sign. Because when the yields are rising, the bond prices are going down. And when bond prices are going down, everybody's bought bonds. Who's going to buy them?
And the collateral could get, even that's what Ivan von Greyers was saying. You know, the collateral, when people realize the collateral, all these trillions of dollars in debt, and then on top of that, the derivatives, he says that it's the collateral, that nobody's going to trust the collateral. And it's going to be a calamity of just unbelievable, the worst in history. Is that, do you think he is being over dramatic, or do you think the same way he does?
Well, I'm not thinking in terms of the collateral. I'm thinking in terms of when the U.S. bonds begin to spike and people say, well, it's time to sell the bonds, you know, because the prices are going down and it looks like they're going to continue going down and everybody's going to want to sell and who's going to buy them?
Ah, and then you're going to have the Fed having to be forced to buy them.
Yes, but I mean, the what volumes? And if that happens in the United States, it's going to happen in Europe, it's going to happen in Japan, in China. I mean, this is apocalyptic. We're in a terrible mess. We're in a terrible mess, and there's no way out without suffering.
All praise is due to Allah. He said we're at an apocalyptic point, black man and black woman. And you can see the frustration as he tries to explain what he's talking about. And he says there's no way out without suffering. They're going to be in tremendous pain. Now, according to the definition of apocalyptic, it says, relating to or resembling an apocalypse, forecasting the ultimate destiny of the world, prophetic, foreboding imminent disaster or final doom, terrible, wildly unrestrained, grandiose, ultimately decisive, climactic, huh? It says a final doom. You don't even need to go any further than that. When they're describing the situation that they're facing, when it hits America, he says it's going to hit Europe. That's what Elijah Muhammad says. First America, then Europe, right? Allah is going to bring them to their knees. See, America keeps you focused on Greece, Italy, and all of these with smaller debt, even though their debts are gigantic. But what about the greatest debtor in the history of the world? What about a debtor that no longer has manufacturing capacity? A debtor that no longer has ingenuity? Jobs disappearing at the speed of light. Chaos reigning supreme. Infrastructure dilapidated. Facing worldwide rebuke and scorn. What about that nation? The economic rainstorm is near. Muhammad tells us in chapter 5 of Our Savior Has Arrived, it's a chapter called Time, T-I-M-E, Time. In the first paragraph, he says, if you who disbelieve in the truth would only consider the time in which we now live, you would bear witness that it is the very truth from your God that I am teaching. Just when should we expect truth to be triumphant? The answer is after the removal of falsehood. Now, we see this world, which is made of, I call it Walt Disney, because everything is an illusion, being removed. For years, they talked about the prosperity of the West, the rich nations, and you realize that it was a facade, because all of their wealth and riches was predicated and dependent upon other nations being the host nations, while the parasitic nations sucked all of the resources and wealth from those nations. And now the nations are rising up saying, no more. We want a piece of the pie. Since we own these riches and these mineral resources, we want to enjoy something. And now America and NATO and Europe are facing the death shakes, and they're scared because they can't get away from what God has ordained. And they want you to believe in them in the midst of their judgment. You're a fool if you do. What did that man say? Apocalyptic, right? There's no way out for them. They're going to suffer much pain, he says. Apocalyptic. Right? Do you understand? The definition, foreboding imminent disaster or final doom. Final means that's it. That's the end. And they're telling you this right in your face, and you still believe that they have the power to ward off what God has deemed that they're worthy of. You are crazy as hell if you believe that this white man can overcome God. You are crazy as hell if you want to integrate with people or society that God has judged evil, and he has decreed and declared through the mouth of his prophets, apostles, and messengers that he is going to destroy. You are crazy. You are mad. You are insane. And anyone who follows a leader like that is crazy as hell. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that hell is not a curse word. Right? This is what he teaches us. So that's why you hear me say hell. So listen, brothers and sisters, we're going to the next clip. Because the clips are, I'm telling you, I spent a lot of hours, man hours, getting clips. I have to listen to hours and hours of news. And then record it, download it, listen to it again, make notes, then cut it. You know, that's the process. But I love what I do. I love bringing the teachings to you. I love for you to understand exactly what is going on, because it is clear as sunshine that this is the end. Everything that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us is being vindicated. No longer do you have to argue with people over whether or not this is the truth, whether or not he is the messenger of God, whether or not Master Farad Muhammad is the true and living God. You don't have to worry or argue with them about this anymore. The truth has become so plain that not even a fool should err. And if they're erring after this truth has been made manifest, they're making themselves less than a fool. All right? Listen to what this devil has to say.
They have been preaching, but they're not thinking.
Do you think we could have a collapse? First of all, do you think we could have a collapse? And a lot of people think that we might have some fireworks this year in the fall. What say you?
I think it's not impossible. I was talking to my son the day before yesterday, and he says, hey, you see the bond prices spiking? Not the bond yields are spiking. That's a bad sign. Because when the yields are rising,
I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. Hold on 1 second. I'm having technical difficulties with my mic and with the dashboard. It's going in and out. Okay, hold on 1 second. You know we have to deal with these things. I'm trying to get them right, all right? So we know what the devil is doing, because he's trying to prevent this truth from coming out. Here it is. It's stable now, okay? We got the dashboard stable. Now let's look. Brothers and sisters, listen closely to this.
Call a very, very important call, and one that I've been excited to have with Bill, because all hell is breaking loose behind the scenes, actually in front of us all, but I bet you didn't even notice it, which is what Bill said in a recent article. Bill, welcome back.
Glad to be back. Thank you.
Hey, very glad to have you here. I know you've got an announcement to make. You will no longer be writing for Miles Franklin, but that doesn't mean you're disappearing from the scene, so we'll talk about that. But I want to jump into your recent article. I bet you didn't even notice it, because as you wrote, all hell broke out in the credit markets during the overnight hours last Thursday morning, and it has since happened again. Bill, as the Mockingbird mainstream media has us trained to watch only the NASDAQ and the Dow and the nightly news as we quote-unquote monitor the markets, you tell us what the truth is. What's the biggest market on the planet that we all should be paying attention to?
Well, we should be watching the credit markets, and the press is not reporting on the credit markets at all. When people get home, they turn on the TV, or if they're in their office or whatever, everybody watches the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That, in today's world, is meaningless. The entire world is built on credit. It's the credit markets that we need to be watching. And for example, the 10-year Bund, the German Bund, 2 weeks ago, or now it's close to 3 weeks ago, was trading under 5 basis points. Last Wednesday night, Thursday morning in the wee hours when they were trading, it traded up to either 77 or 79 basis points. That's a 15-fold increase in yield in a two-week period of time. They again had disorder overnight. I think it was Monday and Tuesday this past week. So they've actually had two major league convulsions, meltdowns, if you will, which also included Japanese bonds and included all the other periphery, the French, the Spanish, the Italian bonds. So the credit markets literally went into convulsion. And not a peep from our press. It's extremely important because everything in the world today is built on, based on, valued on, runs on credit. And if credit seizes up, everything will seize up.
Did you see that? The credit markets are going to hell, he says. Hell broke loose and it didn't reach none of the mainstream media. None of the alternative media, none of this stuff. They're not talking about what took place last Thursday and then took place a few days after that. They're hiding something. Something that is catastrophic that they don't want you to know. This man just told you that, and this is where he makes his living at, in these markets. But let's go a little further, black man and black woman, because I want you to understand exactly what's going on. And so you won't be able to say that you didn't understand.
Now, I think it's important to have this discussion for a number of reasons, Bill. Number one, we've been documenting the collapse, both you and Andy over at Miles Franklin, and of course the work we're doing at SGT Report. As you note, sovereign notes and bonds are the bedrock of the entire financial system. They're supposed to be, quote-unquote, safe. They are supposed to be for widows and orphans. Sovereign credit are the core to nearly all retirement funds on the planet. When we have been saying that they are coming for your retirement funds and that those who believe in this system and think this system is just going to go on forever as it currently stands, we've warned those people that they stand to lose everything. Is this the best real-world example of what we've been talking about? This is how people could lose everything if these credit markets go, right?
Right. If the credit markets go, everything, paper, all bank accounts, pensions, et cetera, they're all based on the credit markets. They're all based on sovereign debt. Now, if you go back to the 2008 financial crisis, what happened there was the world was saved, if you want to call it that. But the manner in which it was saved was through the central banks printing money and these sovereigns going further and further into debt. They saved the system by putting their balance sheets on the line. Now their balance sheets are upside down. Once this begins to melt down, there is no white knight left. It's over. There's no one that's going to ride in and save the central banks and treasuries of the various nations that are upside down.
He said there will be no white knights riding in this time. It's over. When this thing happens, it's over. That means there will be no Act 2, Act 3, or Act 4. because they've used up all of the bullets in the chamber. And it's a ferocious bear and a ferocious tiger that is kicking down the door. Their world is coming to an end, and America, especially America, because all of these markets are predicated on dollars. Especially America, we say, well, China has a big real estate bubble. Well, sure. But if it pops, guess who is going to get hit harder? Because surely if my real estate market collapses, I'm going to call in my debt that you owe me, right? And that's going to cause a domino effect for everybody calling in the debt that she owes because they don't want to get stuck with worthless paper in their hands. I'm telling you, black man and black woman, the economic rainstorm is near, and the devil is warning you that there will be no act two. We're reaching the finality of this thing here. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is being vindicated, and we cannot but help to say all praises due to Allah. See, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he says that when God makes a new heaven and a new earth to make all things new, he goes to the very root of things. So what is the root of white power? And how are they maintaining their power? Through arms, through their money markets, because the money markets allow them to produce arms, right? You kill off the money markets, they're broke. They can't focus on building arms. They got to focus on feeding their people, because if they don't, revolution and war within their own states will spread, right? So Allah goes to the base of this pillar or this building called white supremacy and white privilege, and he lays at the base of it or at the root of it economic explosives that is threatening to take the whole building down in one swift pull, right? You know it. You're listening to it. They're telling you about the finality. They're telling you that what is occurring is apocalyptic. They're telling you that they must suffer great pain. Why? Because they made us suffer great pain. As thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. And today it is being done unto these white people. They're losing everything and they can't take it. Look at America. If you think that's something, they're saying right now, Arizona is facing $1 billion deficit. And they have cut food stamps and welfare to minimum levels, black man and black woman. Now, there's a report saying that over half of the U.S. states are facing major budget deficits and shortfalls. Guess what's happening? They're not squeezing their own pockets. They're going to squeeze yours first, right? This is what we're looking at. The collapse is going on, and the more it intensifies, the more you're going to see it, the more you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in your stomachs, your wallets, your bills, everything, because God intends to force you to recognize what's going on. He's going to force you just like he's forcing this devil, because you didn't come willingly, and the time to accept is nearing an end. You understand? Everything is on its way out. It's over. It's over, black man. It's over.
Know that the Fed is out of bullets. So when we lived through the 2008 crisis, the Fed pulled out all the stops, of course, to try to save the system from implosion. And, you know, those aren't my words. Those are the words of Representative Paul Kanjorski. Let me play this clip for you and help us understand how what they were able to do then to stem the tide and the collapse, they probably will not be able to do again because they've used up, as I said, all the bullets in their chamber. Listen to this.
On Thursday at about 11 o'clock in the morning, the Federal Reserve noticed a tremendous drawdown of money market accounts in the United States to the tune of $550 billion was being drawn out in a matter of an hour or two. The Treasury opened up its window to help. They pumped $105 billion in the system and quickly realized that they could not stem the tide. We were having an electronic run on the banks.
Now, I just wanted to play that for you to get your impression, Bill, because, A, you're an expert, and I think you, like I, see it coming again. And I don't think the Fed is going to be able to save us this time, because whatever the coordinated attack was that unfolded that Ken Jorski is describing there is certainly coming again, whether it's hedge funds or central banks aligned against the dollar. Whatever it is, it's coming again, and this time I don't think they're going to be able to stop it.
Well, I agree. I think it is coming again. I think it's bigger, and I think the Fed, the central banks, et cetera, their ability is smaller. If you go back to 2008, we found out that the Fed lent out $16 trillion, with a T, dollars all over the world, and more than half of that was to foreign institutions. $16 trillion won't do it this time. I mean, you're talking about a credit market that's going to go into convulsions of over $100 trillion worth. And you're looking at derivatives, which have expanded to over, I think the last number I saw was 1.4 quadrillion. So, yeah, it's coming again. It's going to come again harder and bigger. And rather than having a bazooka, they've got BB guns.
You see this? They are scared at what they see. They don't have any more ammo. Allah has worn them down. And as I say, one of the brothers always said, well, they're the ones who wanted to pick a fight with the Lord of the world. Don't punk out now. I bear them witness. They're punking out. They see that God is not to be played with, and that he's the master strategist. And all while their money markets are collapsing, guess what they're doing? They're dumping off on you by killing you, by locking you up, right? And by cutting everything that they believe that'll help you. That's why Arizona cut the $1 billion. And they say more states are soon to follow. But that goes to Fall of America, page 105. The messenger says, listen to this right here. The prediction of the prophets who wrote our future before we lived is now coming to pass. What is coming to pass? The slaves, and then he put in parentheticals, or a foolish people, as they are referred to by Moses, then he says, are vexing the slave master, right? They don't want to let you go, right? They want to hold you so that you can serve as a protection against God's arrow. But God is the best planner. So he's making the burden too heavy for them to hold. Either they're going to let you go, or God going to force them to let you go. So Muhammad says, the prediction of the prophets who wrote our future before we lived is now coming to pass. What prediction about you and I that the prophets are talking about? That we must go through the same thing that Moses and the so-called followers of Moses went through. Pharaoh refused to let Moses and his people go until he was plagued, right? God sent pestilence upon the earth. What is going on now? They're saying they found cicadas 3.5 times bigger than their normal size. Cicadas. Thousands of them everywhere. Eating up food, eating up crops. We're seeing pestilence. What about the volcanic eruptions? What about the storms? What about the intense drought? As a matter of fact, there's another state, I believe it's Colorado, that has joined in with the other three states now, three states that are already suffering from the tremendous drought, and they have declared a disaster or emergency, a state emergency, because the rain it's not coming because the water levels are so low, because the crops are dying out. All of this is happening. All you have to do is go and look in the Bible and look at what took place in the history of Moses, Pharaoh, ancient Egypt, and the so-called Israelites, and then you'll see that the same thing is being brought to bear upon modern-day Pharaoh, America, Moses, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the so-called Israelites today, which is the lost and found nation here in the wilderness of North America. Allah is forcing a separation. Muhammad goes and says, the slaves, or a foolish people as they are referred to by Moses, are vexing the slave master. Today, as these prophecies are now being fulfilled, we are not surprised that the truth God gave to us through the mouths of his prophets come into pass, as it was prophesied. This is what I continue to tell everybody. People get impatient because they see all of these events taking place, because they are not rooted in Scripture. Muhammad continuously tells you and points you towards prophecy. And prophecy must take place, regardless of how hard your heart is, or how weak you feel, or how you think. Prophecy must take place, because this was foretold long before you ever came into being. So he goes further and says, the master must give up his slave, and the slave must give up his master, regardless of his desire to remain with his master. And then remember what we went over? Listen to this. It is the purpose of God himself to separate the two. See, he's separating us. He's forcing a separation. Don't you see it? When you can no longer turn to your boss, when you can no longer turn to the people who have oppressed you and tricked you, when you no longer can get a piece of bread from them, you're going to have to turn to the people who look like you, walk like you, talk like you, and act like you. There's a great separation underway, and the economic rainstorm is near. This is a beautiful time, black man and black woman. Muhammad says, here he says, talking about the devil, he said, he is tired of taking care of you and having you jump up in his face and lying down at his gate. He is tired of it, but he does not tell you. He will show you in his actions when he sticks his dogs on you, turns his fire hoses on you, and kicks you up and down the street, throwing you in his lockup. He's telling you all the time, nigga, get away from my door. But you are like, as it is written, you take all of the humiliation. That's what you do. Just to be called an American. We're all Americans. We're all Americans. Well, if you were an American, you would share equally under the laws of America, and you would have the protection of the laws of America. But instead, the police are enforcers of white supremacy, and they're shooting you and your children down because you refuse to hear a caller calling to the right way in the day of judgment. Right? What did Muhammad say? He's trying to tell you something, that something great is taking place. Listen what he says. You glorify begging the white man to do for you that which you can do for yourself. I warn you that the day is not far distant when you will be forced to do something for yourself, because the white man is bound to drop you. That's what he's doing with the cutting of the welfare and the services, public services, he says, and that he knows but is not telling you. He is allowing you the chance to make a fool of yourself and be caught at the time like a grasshopper who enjoys summer weather. But cold weather kills the grasshopper. It freezes him to death because he has no house to lodge in. Isn't that what we see going on right now? All around America? Huh? I know you know it. If you don't, listen closely.
He guns.
Yes, and you just made mention of the derivatives problem, and in your article you note, derivatives are a $1 quadrillion ticking time bomb soaked in gasoline and sprinkled with gunpowder. The volatility we are seeing right now are the matches. This is a tinderbox ready to explode, and I'm not trying to use hyperbole to frighten people. I'm trying to use facts to wake people up because, Bill, as you know as well as I do, the majority of our friends, neighbors, and colleagues are asleep at the wheel. They do not see this tidal wave, this tsunami coming. And you know what you also write in your article is that you must understand power is currently debt. The control of debt is also the power of prices. Once debt breaks loose and trades out of control of central banks, these central banks will also lose the control to price everything else. That
right.
means the stock market, everything else, comes down like the Ponzi house of cards that it is.
I think that's exactly right. We live in a world where all the markets are rigged. And once the credit markets break, that is the core of everything. That is the core of their power to price these markets. It's the core of their power to be able to fund the ability to price markets. And once the credit markets break, Mother Nature will take over. And I think people will be absolutely shocked at the values of various assets. Some things that are valued, let's call it 100% now, they could be as little as 5 or 10% or less. Other things that are valued at 100% now could be valued at 500 or 1,000%. So much has been propped up, suppressed, and not, I don't even want to use the word massaged because it's been brutal rigging of all markets. The markets do not resemble even close to what the reality is. And when the credit markets break and the riggers lose their power, everything is going to look different. And this will happen in a very short period of time. This is not something that they're going to be able to kick the can and, oh, you know, we can have a bull market and gold should be a little bit higher and interest rates should be a little higher so bonds go down. No, this is going to be a overnight or over the weekend type of event where you have what you have on a Friday, you wake up on a Monday morning and you can't trade anything and you're locked into your position. So it's absolutely imperative that you have what you want to have in the new coming world because you won't have a chance to change it.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of our listeners...
Sometimes, brothers and sisters, the truth is so plain I can't help but to laugh because you hear what they're saying. They are bad witness that there's a change of worlds going on. Remember 10 years ago? No, they're not talking about this system. Capitalism is such and such, and the Western way is superior. You hear them... 15 years ago, this is what they were saying. But long before they ever said a word, Elijah Muhammad was telling you what? We're in the changing world, right? He was telling you that something was going on. One world was going out and one was coming in, right? Well, this man just told you. He said, you're not going to, you better get everything. He's telling you in words, you got to get everything right because you won't be able to do it in the new world. See, they think that they're going to the new world. But they're sadly mistaken. They think if they can position themselves in gold and silver, that this will take them over and they will still have the same influence, power, riches, and way to live. But if that's the case, then there's no need for a judgment. If the rich are going to stay rich, if the powerful will stay powerful and sit at the seats of government, then there's no need for a change of worlds. But since there's a need for a change, that means those who are in positions of power must be thrown out. Those who have acquired the wealth must be brought low. And those who have been low must be raised up. This is why you have a judgment. Because things are not just, not fair, and not right. So God rights the wrong through judgment. And then once the judgment is set, we say that we receive judgment, the justice, right? Right? And you feel redeemed through receiving justice because the judgment is set. And so the Christians talk about being redeemed through Jesus. I bear them witness. This is what it means, though. They don't understand it. This is what it means. The economic rainstorm is near black man and black woman. The whole world of the white man is going out. You are blind to it, but I'm looking at something. As the man was talking, I was flipping through the Our Savior Has Arrived. I'm going to read something. I'm going to see where this goes. Because it's, I couldn't turn away from this. He says this. Verse 48 of the Holy Quran clears the messenger of this of the people going astray after hearing the truth, ignoring it and not accepting it by telling him that he was not set as a watcher over them to see whether they did right or wrong. He was only to deliver the message. Stop right there. Remember I told you that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's job was not to build banks, not to set up farmland, not to set up businesses, not to do any of those things. That was a byproduct of the mission. His only job was clear deliverance of the message. But he showed you, he wanted to show you what we could do and will do once we are united as a nation. He gave you a glimpse of heaven in the midst of hell. But that was not his job description. He was a messenger, which means one who delivers a message from another. God anointed him, God appointed him, God raised him, God guided him, and is guiding us through him to give you this truth. He was only to deliver the message. He was not to sit around and watch and see if they did right. That is up to them. And he does not punish us, only according to that which we do of evil with knowledge of that thing. Verse 49 teaches us that the kingdom is the laws and the heavens and the earth. And this is true, as I teach you plainly from his mouth, that the heavens and the earth belong to the black man, and what is in them and what comes out of them and what comes down to them, it all belongs to Allah, the black nation. So let us fly to Allah before we are forced to do it, see? You hear? See? And then get turned down. That's what this white man was saying. You better get yourself and get everything right, because you won't be able to do it in the new world. He's telling, this man is warning you. And you're so blind that you can't see it. And the devil is telling you himself. Then it goes on and says, truth shall be established. Holy Quran, chapter 57, verses 20 through 22. And he said, verses 20 and 22, excuse me. He says, know that this world's life is only sport and play, gaiety and boasting amongst yourself, and a vying in the multiplication of wealth and children. It is as rain whose causing the vegetation to grow pleases the husbandman. Then it withers away so that thou seest it turning yellow. Then it becomes chaff. And in the hereafter is a severe chastisement, and also forgiveness from Allah and his pleasure. And this world's life is not but a source of vanity. No disaster befalls in the earth or in yourselves, but it is in a book before we bring it into existence. Surely that is easy to Allah. Then he goes into commentary. We got some more clips. We ain't going nowhere yet. Blog Talk might as well just deal with that. I know it's 3 minutes left, but y'all going to give me a couple more minutes to talk to you. A couple more minutes to run some by you, okay? Commentary. This is a sign of how the people are now. Aren't we like that? That after the world of the wicked seemingly has been successful in wasting their time in sport and play, it is classified as vegetation when it is getting rain on it and it grows and flourishes. Stop right there. Bet you everybody can tell me who shot what and did what in the NBA Finals. What teams are there and everything, right? And can't even tell you what's in the scriptures. Can't tell you what time it is. Because they're more important things to them than their own salvation. They have become lovers of sport and play. And the Quran teaches you that the heavens and the earth was not created for sport and play. He goes and says, but when the rain ceases to come and the vegetation is exposed to the sun's heat, it withers away. So it is with the wicked after living a life of wickedness and carelessness and wasting his time in sport and play. Then the time of truth comes, demanding him not to waste his time in sport and play, but to do service to Allah and to self. For the Holy Quran teaches us again and again that the heavens and the earth were not made for sport and play. You notice that our black people, especially here in America, have become sold to nothing in the world but sport and play. This is the way the people were of Lot and Noah. They were sold to sport and play, and they hated the teachings of those righteous prophets. And the day of their doom came, unexpected to them, because they did not heed their warnings. So it is here today, 24 hours a day, they are trying to have sport and play and talking over foolish things, spending their time in foolishness. Stop right there. When Elijah Muhammad pronounced that, there was no ESPN. There was no Fox Sports. There was no channels dedicated 24 hours a day, 7